Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Merkel Media.
Hey yo everybody, and welcome to Back It Up Fridays with Hammer Lane Legends. I am your host with the most, Jack Merkel, and I'm here to deliver you the goods on a Friday. I hope you've had a good week and are ready for the weekend as always. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the intro. This week we got a banger. We have episode 17, throwing trash and stacking cash with Keith. This was legitimately one of the most funny episodes I think we've ever recorded in all the history of Hammer Lane Legends. It was so much fun. Keith's stories are out there. They are wild and they are great. I know we had a lot of people who commented and told us how much they loved them. And Keith even had, like, from what I remember, I think he had a couple of call-in call-ins to the Hammer Lane Legends voicemail line. So anyway, always funny, always great. I get a kick out of this one every time. I've actually listened to this one a couple times, and it's just so good. It's so good. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you remember this show, I know you'll remember all the laughs that we had. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe out there. Keep the roads safe, you know, and peace out.
Parked, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going to Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Lane Legends. I am your host, Tony Merkel.
And I'm Guy Buttersnap.
And we're really glad that you're here. If you have a wild and crazy experience you want to share with us from the road, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is hammerlanelegends@gmail.com. That's hammerlanelegends@gmail.com. Or go to the website, hammerlanelegends.com. Hit the contact section and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Dad, who are we talking to today?
Well, Tony, today we're talking to Keith, a sanitation engineer in central Pennsylvania.
fancy term for trash man.
Yes, it is.
But this was a great interview, and he was hilarious. You ever see the movie Men at Work?
I have.
Of course you have, because I used to watch it at home when I lived there.
Yes,
you did.
That was
a dumb question. It's a hilarious movie, and when I'm listening to him talk, I really felt like they made the movie after him.
Yep, I agree.
It was a spitting image. So everyone, buckle up. This is a great, great interview. Hilarious. Get ready to laugh out loud. Let's go.
Today we're talking to Keith. Keith, how are you doing? It's nice to talk with you tonight. We're hoping you're doing well, and I'm sure you are. But why don't you take it away and tell us about yourself and tell us what you do?
Well, I, fellas, I'm doing good. How are you guys today? You guys doing pretty good?
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Great. That's awesome to hear. Well, my name's Keith, and I am a sanitation transportation engineer. And I guarantee you, there's folks that's listening thinking, what is a sanitation transportation engineer?
Yeah.
That is a fancy term for a trash man, garbage man, bin man, and a dust man. I got into trucking. We'll just say trucking in general. About 15 years ago, worked in a warehouse. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do this every day, day in, day out. You know, it's the same thing over and over, over and over. Throw a box here, throw a box there, blah, blah, blah. So I went and I got my CDLs. So I got my CDLs and I started into trash. I knew trash would be stable. As long as there's people on the earth, there's going to be trash to take out, haul, do what you got to do in the trash world. So I started with a company hauling line haul trash out of Maryland, out of New Jersey, and here in Pennsylvania. So we use tippers, trailers, which is trailers that you unhook at the landfill, and a big machine that's called the tipper machine unloads the trash for you. It's very interesting. I used to run two loads sometimes out of Jersey City and then come and unload, and then I would go to either Brooklyn or down into Maryland, Baltimore, and get a load and come back with that. I did that for 6 years or so until the company went out of business, and then got picked up with a company here that we do residential trash, roll-off trash, and front-load trash. So they're all pretty interesting. It's I don't know how to put it, but it's very interesting in the trash business. People, you know, they accumulate trash in their house. Oh, the trash bag's full. You know, take it out to the curb, take it out to your toter or whatever. You know, whatever people do, and then they forget about it. So they put their trash out the night before. They get up in the morning. Oh man, it's gone. Trash is left. You know, they don't see what's going on around them, you know, when they put the trash out. So I got some interesting stories that's very interesting, funny. Some it'll make you go, scratch your head. One I can think of right off the top of my head that I got quite a few, but the other day we were on route and it's 1,100 stops that you go from house to house, neighborhood to neighborhood, development to development. We start about 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's nothing more interesting at 4:30 when you get to, you know, your 10th, 11th, 12th stop, you know, your house, and you grab a toter or you grab a trash bag and you dump it. And inside the bag is cat litter. And that bag tears. Well, guess what? You're wearing it the rest of the day. But yeah. That can irritate your day very quickly.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh, it does. It really does. Because then, you know, it's getting warm now, so everything is, how can I put this? It's decomposing.
Yeah, it's getting
so you have this
quite a nice smell.
Right, yeah, the smell. You got disco rice out there too. Now you're thinking, man, what's disco rice?
Exactly.
Disco rice is maggots. Yeah, you got maggots. You've got the creepy crud. You've got people that own animals, like particularly dogs, cats. They use the bathroom outside, okay, which is fine, you know. So they get their pooper scooper out. They put it in a bag, you know, a Walmart bag or a grocery bag. They don't tie it in a knot. They just, boom, throw it away in their toter or whatever, you know. And those bags can break, so you're wearing it. You're already slimy because it's warm. You're sweating, carrying on. It just makes for an interesting day. It really does. If it's hot out, you're hot. If it's cold out, you're cold. If it's raining, you're wet. If it's snowing, you're wet. It's very interesting. But people will test your patience, put it that way. I have another fella. I switch back and forth from residential trash and roll-off trash. So residential trash is, like I said, house to house. So, you know, the other day we were picking up a route and I was on the back helping him. We two-side. So, like, the driver will get out and he'll pick up the trash on the left side of the truck. The helper will pick up the right side of the trash on the sidewalk on the right side, you know. And you walk around to the back of the truck and the hopper, it's a rear load. What a rear load is, it's a rear load truck. You throw the trash in a big hopper, and then there's two levers there. One lever operates the hopper scoop, and the other lever, it pushes it up into the body of the truck where the blade is, so it compacts it. So I told him, I seen this bag. I said, look, don't stand there and directly like in the back of this thing. I said, that bag is juicy. I said, I can see it. It's juicy. Oh, no, I've been doing this forever. I said, yep, me too. I've been doing it forever. I get it. He throws the bag in there. And I thought, man, there ain't no way. So I stepped to the side out of the way of the back of this hopper, you know. He started operating them levers, and it went bang. That bag blew up.
God.
And this poor guy was wearing it. This, whatever was in this trash bag, he had it in his mouth, his face, his uniform. And of course, he started boking and gagging, you know. Yeah, because you don't know what's in there, you know. So he's running around. He went up to the front of the truck and he grabbed his water bottle. He starts rinsing his face off and then he starts, you know, rinsing out the inside of his mouth. And he looks at me and he goes, I tell you what. I said, what's that, buddy? He said, I think I've got a pretty good immune system now. I said, well, if you don't, I said, you're going to. I said, because it's definitely going to clean your system out, whatever was in there.
You got, oh my word, you got that right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, rest of the day, you know, he could see the blood just run out of his face. You know, he's like, oh my God, I'm ready to go home. You know, just go in and get a bath. You know, and his uniform in the front of him, like our uniform shirts, we wear the high vis, you know, high visibility lime green,
right,
with reflective tape on, you know, for safety. And you could see it was sticky. You know, it looks like if he would have took his shirt off, it would have stood up on its own. That's sticky, you know. So we got done with our route. You know, we had to go back to the landfill. We scale our load in to see how much tonnage we have, and then we go up and unload at the workspace. And I got out of the truck to get the turnbuckles. So when you undo the turnbuckles, you open up the back of the hopper. There's a great big blade in there. You could push the button, and it pushes all the trash out into the work face of the landfill. So the operators at the landfill that's running dozers and packers can work the trash. They call working it. Is what to do is they spread it out evenly, and with a great big D8 dozers. And then they take these great big huge packers, these wheels 6-7 feet tall, and they're freaking huge, and they got spikes on them. So these packer wheels, they compact all this trash in the landfill to make it even, you know. So I got back in the truck, and he's sitting there, and he's literally taking a bath in hand sanitizer, you know. I looked over, I said, "Hey, bud," I said, "hate to bust your bubble," I said, "but I don't think that's going to help you today." He says, "Man, I stink." I said, "I'm glad you said it." I said, "because you've been stinking since this morning." You know, he's just like, "I got to go home." So he went home. But anyway, so got another story. This is interesting. It's the same guy. This was, I guess this was about February, March. In a ride, this was like 1,000 stops. So at the back end of an alley. So if you keep to the right, the driver can actually get out and go back and help the loader. So now, mind you, in all of our trucks that we have side loads, which they you can side load. You throw the trash on the side of the truck, you hit your button, it takes it up, dumps it inside from the top. Or you have a rear load, which you throw it in the back on the rear, and it's the same job, it's just a different setup, you know, with trucks. So we were in this alley, and in our trucks we have cameras, you know, backup cameras or side cameras and all that, you know, for safety. And you can watch your loader. You can watch traffic when you're backing in, just side traffic. Like when you're going down the highway, you can see who's on either side of you and in the back of you, because your mirrors can't tell you everything when you're driving. So I was backing, I backed in, I seen him jump off the truck. I'm like, okay, you know, it's only like three toters. So I looked at the camera, and here's this guy. And Brian, I'm sure you had one, or Brian and Tony, I'm sure you guys had one when you were a kid. You remember the old, the wiffle ball bat set? You know, you got the wiffle ball with the holes in it, and then you had the plastic bat, you know, to play wiffle ball with?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, this guy was wailing on my loader with this wiffle ball bat. I thought, what in the hell is going on? And he and my loader, he's trying to throw a couple punches in on this guy. So for every punch he was throwing, this guy was working him over with his little wiffle ball bat. Every three shots with a wiffle ball bat compared to his one punch, you know. I'm like, what, why? So I got out of the truck, and now we have these great big, they're 3 foot long. About, I don't know, inch and a half, 2 inches round. They're breaker bars is what they are. And if your turnbuckle is real tight, you put it in there, and you use your leverage on that bar, it'll crack it loose. So I come grab that breaker bar. I jumped out of the truck. I started running back to the back of the truck. And this guy is just cursing and like a madman. And I just went over and I took that breaker bar. I didn't hit him. I just come up and I just like there at the knees. I just, boom, I took him out by the knees. So he's laying on his back. I said, "What's your problem, bud?" He got up. He's like, "Well, are you taking my trash today?" "Yeah, we're taking it." I said, "You know, you seen my guy here." I said, "No, we're taking it." He's like, "Well, are you taking it today?" "Yeah, that's why we're in this alley. We're taking it today." "Well, are you sure?" "Yeah." I said, "Why wouldn't we take it today? Well, I don't want nobody stealing my trash."
What?
I looked at him. Yeah. "I don't want nobody stealing my trash." So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to process this in my mind. And my loader's standing there. We're all three of us are standing there looking at each other like, "Are you freaking kidding me?" And he's like, well, I had shredded paper in there. I said, yeah. I said, you have it bagged, correct? Yeah. Well, are you taking it to the landfill? Yeah. Well, I had important papers I had to shred. He said, I didn't want nobody getting them and then taking tape and taping all my pieces together to see what my information was.
Wow.
I said, dude, you are a whack job. Do you realize that? He's like, we got to do what you got to do in this world. And he walked away. Okay. Like, all right. So I asked my loader. I said, look, I said, we can call the cops. He's like, no. He's like, the only thing that's hurt on me is my pride. I'm like, I get it. I said, I understand. So a couple hours later, we're bebopping down the street, you know. Come up to this lady. This lady, something else. I got out of the truck. I'm like, I told him, I said, dude, it's on my side. I'll get it. So I jumped out of the truck. So this lady, she's a little off kilter. She really is. She's a half bubble off plumb. So I went over and I grabbed her toter, opened up the lid. And I'm like, what is this? The whole inside of a 96-gallon trash toter was lined with aluminum foil. I'm like, wow, what is this mess, you know? And so I grabbed her trash. She only had two bags in there. So I just grabbed her trash. She even lined her trash bag with aluminum foil. I'm like, whatever, you know? So she comes out of her apartment. She's like, hey, trash man. I said, yes, can I help you? You're taking my trash, right? I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm here. Well, was there anybody following you? No, not that I know of. Well, they're coming. I said, who's coming? She said, they are coming. I'm like, who? She's like, well, why do you think I lined my toter and my trash bags with aluminum foil? I said, no clue. I said, you're going to have to explain this to me. I said, I really don't know. I said, ma'am, you're going to have to explain this to me. She said, well, give me a minute. So then she walked, shut her door, and she come out. She come out with a sun hat on, okay? The sun hat was lined with aluminum foil.
So, okay.
So I'm standing there. I looked at her. I said, ma'am, I said, you got to explain this to me. She said, I already did. They're coming. I said, well, who's coming? She said, the aliens are coming. She said, I don't want them knowing that I live here. She said, I know they're going through my trash at night. She said, I know it. She said, they have some kind of a beam, an X-ray vision, something. She said, they are reading my trash.
Can we get her on my other show, The Confessionals?
Exactly. So I'm like, I said, ma'am, I don't think anybody's looking at your trash. I said, I think. She's like, well, they know what I'm eating. I said, well, yeah, you eat food just like everybody else. You know, I eat food. This guy eats food. This lady eats food. You eat food. She's like, well, I don't want them knowing that I don't eat gluten. I said, ma'am, that's no big secret. I said, a lot of people don't eat gluten and sugar and this and that. I said, I think you're fine. She goes, well, I don't know. She said, if anybody strange comes up and asks you if you were here today, tell them you weren't. Okay, I got you covered, baby. I won't say a word. It's stuff like that, man. It's crazy. And then, you know, I just don't understand people now. Like with all this coronavirus and stuff going on, this COVID-19, it's people are they're scared, they're paranoid. Some people don't care, whatever. But in our trash world, in the trash world, it is insane, like totally insane. Like you see how many people like to overindulge in adult beverages. One morning, yeah. This was about Yeah. I mean, and I get it. You know, hey, each their own. Whatever you want to do, whatever trips your trigger, floats your boat.
Exactly.
Have that. That's great. You know, I'll shake your hand. Hey, that's awesome. So I was picking up a residential recycle route. Now, we do have recycle and trash and then the roll-off. But anyway, the recycle route, they have bins that people put their aluminum, their plastic, their glass in a bin. Recycle man comes around, he empties the bin in the truck and goes on about his way. So come up to a guy. This was early in the morning. I'm standing there and I'm dumping the recycle bin in the side of my truck. And one thing you never do to any person, especially like a trash man, a guy that's in a dark parking lot, you know, and you're dropping and hooking or whatever, you don't come up like 3 feet from him and holler, you know, because you don't know what their reaction is going to be. So he goes, "Hey, trash man. Man, I dropped that freaking bin. He scared the life out of me." I said, "Man, what are you doing?" I said, "You need to be in bed." He's like, "Oh, no." And as soon as he said that, I knew he was already three sheets in the wind.
Yes.
He goes, "Hey," I said, "What? Can you do me a favor?" I said, "Well, what's that?" He said, I said, "Just take your time." He says, "I got 4 empty vodka bottles inside. Can you take them for me?" I said, "You go get them. I'll take them and they'll get recycled." "Oh man, I appreciate this. You know, I greatly appreciate it." You know, he acted like I was his new best friend, which is fine, whatever. So I'm standing there and I'm like, "What's this guy doing? You know, what's taking so long?" Whatever. So he comes out. He had this robe on, okay? Just like a normal robe that any man or woman would wear. And he had his socks on. I'm like, whatever. Float your boat, whatever. He comes over, he drops one of these bottles. It shatters on the concrete of his driveway. He bent over and he starts picking this up. I'm like, dude, I said, "Don't touch that, man." I said, "I got a broom here." I said, I'll put it in a pile and I'll put it on the shovel and throw it in. Don't worry. I said, "You'll cut yourself." He stood up. This man had no embarrassment or nothing. When he stood up, his robe came undone. Now he's standing there with this robe on and nothing else but his socks and a robe. He was naked as a jaybird underneath this thing. And he looks at me and goes,
"This is where we were going."
He goes,
"Wow."
He goes, "Are you embarrassed?" I said, "No." He said, "Are you offended by this?" I said, "No." I said, "It is what it is." You know what? I mean, what do you say to a guy like that? You know, "It is what it is." You know, "Hey, it is what it is." You know? "I'm offended by this." He says, "Can you take my 3.5 bottles?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, you got 3 bottles there and one that's in a pile that's already broke. Yeah, I'll take them, you know." So he hands me these bottles. I throw them in the side of the recycle truck and then I scoop that broken glass up and put it in. He goes, "Hey, you going over here to get the neighbor's place?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I will, you know." And in the meantime, his robe's still open. He could care less, you know. Everything's there, you know. He goes, "Well, I wouldn't pick them neighbors up." I said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "They're just ignorant." I said, "Well, they're not ignorant to me." I said, "I don't see them." He says, "Well, they're ignorant to me." I said, "Well, why is that?" He says, "Because they tell my landlord that I run around naked." I said, "You think? You think you do?" It's just stuff like that. You know, people don't realize, you know, what, you know, garbage men see or delivery guys like UPS and FedEx and all them guys. They don't realize, excuse me, what they see. You know, people have no clue. It's it's just one of them things. Like 2 weeks ago, I had a guy pull a gun on me to pick up his trash box. I was doing roll off that day, and I backed in this guy's driveway. I was the one that physically delivered the box 2 weeks prior to this. So I backed into his driveway to get his box, you know, switch it out. So I come back, and a roll off truck, it's a rail system with a boom and a winch cable. And the box on the front has a hook where you hook your winch cable up, and there's two levers there for up and down, on and off. So up and down the boom, on and off with the cables, the winch system to bring the box on or take the box off. So, and there's two tie down straps on the back. So you just hook them and then you tighten them down with that breaker bar. But anyway, I backed in and I come out and I'm like, man, get these straps. So got the straps. All of a sudden I heard this, hey. I stopped and I'm looking around, you know, I'm like, man, I'm hearing things, you know. Hey, don't you move. I'll shoot you. I'm like, oh yeah? Don't you move. I thought, oh, here we go. He says, put your hands up. He said, do you got them up? And I knew right then and there, I knew he couldn't see well. I said, yeah, I got them up. I said, it's all good, bud. I said, I got them up. He says, well, don't you move. He said, I'm coming out. He said, I'm coming out of the house. Okay. So I'm standing there. Now, mind you, this guy's a WW2 vet. He come out with a pistol in one hand and a cane in the other, hobbling out his driveway. He said, you still got your hands up? Yes, sir, I do. Which I didn't. You know, I knew he couldn't see well. He come up about 3 feet from me. He says, what are you doing? So I'm here to switch out your roll-off boxes, but I said, I'm going to take the empty one and put the take the full one and put the empty one right here beside it, you know. Well, he said, what are you doing that for? I said, well, this box is full and I'm bringing you an empty. Now, in the meantime, now his wife is inside hollering. Who is that? He goes, it's the trash man. Who? She was hard of hearing. So he's hollering at the top of his lungs. She's hollering back at him, you know. What's the trash man doing here? He's getting a box. But what? And I'm like, oh my God, what did I get into today?
Should have stayed in bed, huh?
Yeah, I should have stayed in bed. So this guy goes, did I scare you? I said, nah, I said, you can expect that in this kind of business. I said, because I explained to him, I said, look, I said, your trash men get into some pretty shady places. You know, I said, it is what it is. It's part of the job. She goes, and I heard her holler, tell him not to leave. I got a trash bag. He goes, yes, I'm not. He's right here, you know. And this is going back and forth. And I'm getting a headache from him hollering and her hollering, okay? The gun didn't bother me because I looked at the gun. It was about 30 years old, and it never seen no oil, and it wasn't clean, so I doubt the thing would even work. But anyway, he goes, what are you doing here again? I said, I'm taking your full one, and I'm replacing it with an empty one. Why? I said, look, bud, I said, it's full. I said, I'm here to do my thing and take this one to the landfill, dump it, and do what I got to do the rest of the day. She goes, is the trash man still out there? He hollers back. Yes, he's still here. Well, tell him not to go. I got a bag of trash. He ain't going anywhere. He's standing here talking to me because I got my gun in my hand. You're what? Oh, this, and he hollers back, it's my gun, you know. And she goes, you have your gun? Oh, my Lord, I'm standing there. I said, look, man, I got to go. I said, I got other customers to service today. He's like, well, you can't go until I bring that bag of trash out of the house. I said, all right, well, I said, well, we'll go in and get it. I said, by the time you come back out, I'll be ready to go. okay. So he starts walking back into the house. And she goes, and I heard her, did the trash man leave? He hollers back, no, he's still outside. Well, take this bag of trash out. He said, that's what I'm doing. He said, the trash man's scared because I pulled my gun on him. Did you take your gun out? He said, yes. He ain't going nowhere, you know. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, I'm ready to go. So he comes hobbling back out with a cane and a trash bag. I'm like, I'll just meet him halfway. So I walked up. I grabbed his trash bag. I said, well, thank you, sir. I said, you have a great day. He says, before I let go of this bag, I said, what's that, buddy? He said, I scared you, didn't I? I said, yeah, you scared me. I said, you really scared me. He said, but you know what the scary part of that is? I said, what's that? He said, I can't remember if that gun's loaded or not. You see, people don't realize that, man. You know what I mean? You know, it's what do you do, you know? I mean, what do you do in situations like that, you know?
I gotta tell you, man, like, this is great. Like, I can just picture this guy. I can just picture him. He's like, I scared you, didn't I?
Yeah, he did. He's like, I scared you, didn't I? I'm like, yeah, you did.
Oh.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know, yeah, he's a WW2 vet. I get it. Hey, thanks a lot. You know, appreciate your service. You know, but, you know, there's a certain point in time where you hang stuff up like that. You know what I mean? I get it. You know, he was defending his property and everything else. I get it. I understand. But he just, I'm like,
you're waiting.
But he said that.
You're waiting for Alan Fudd to show up. You know, am I on candid camera?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. Really? I'm like, yeah.
Is this Lumen Abner?
He goes, I scared you, didn't I? Yeah, you scared me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm shaking in my work boots, bud. You know, I didn't have the heart to tell him, no, you didn't. You know, I didn't want to tell him that, you know, but yeah, I said, yeah, you scared me, bud.
I think the thing that would have scared me is when he was all done, he said, well, you know, the scary thing is I can't remember if it's loaded or not. Then I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, it's like he don't even remember if the gun's loaded. He don't even know if it still works, you know? I mean, what do you do? I mean, it is what it is, you know? It's a situation. It's like, huh, you know, that old man could have shot me today. Or he couldn't have shot me today. It's a roll of the dice. You know, I mean, what do you do in a situation like that? Yeah, you scared me. And just go about your day, you know. But that made that man's day that he scared me. You know what I mean? So you just go about your day. But, I mean, what do you do?
He's definitely going to be telling the grandkids when they come over, I'll tell you, the old man still got it. Old man, you should have saw that trash man. He was shaking in his boots.
He was shaking in his boots. That's right. That's exactly right. But I got another one for you. This one's different. This one's totally different. I was delivering a roll-off box one day. This was last summer. Now, I understand people have different tics, okay, in life. I get it, okay? I get it. People are people. It's cool. I get it. You know, whatever. So I come up to this guy's house is where it was. So the directions on my work order said, you know, address such and such, back in off Main Road. All right, cool, whatever. So I flip the four ways on, I start backing up, pop the brakes, I get out, you know, I get my straps, have my work order in my hand so these people can sign it. So this guy comes out of the house and he's like, what are you doing? I said, well, is this such and such address? Yeah. I said, well, I'm here to deliver this box to you. He goes, well, it's that big. And he's taking both his hands. He's like, it is that big. I said, yeah, it's that big. I said, you ordered a 30-yard, correct? Yeah. Well, that's a 30-yard roll-off trash dumpster that can hold 3 tons of trash. And in the meantime, he's still taking his hands. He's like, it is that big. He's like, what am I going to do with this? I don't want to tell you, bud. You ordered it. You signed a contract. I'm here to deliver it and go about my day. He goes, what am I going to do with this? Put trash in it, bud. And in the meanwhile, he's taking his hands up and down. He's like, what am I going to do with this? You know, I said, look, I said, you're going to fill it with trash. Whatever you ordered this roll-off box for, you're going to fill it with your trash. Either myself or a couple of the other guys in 2 weeks is going to come back and pick it up and take it to the disposal facility. That's it. He goes, well, are you going to leave the keys in the truck? I'm like, huh? Well, are you going to leave the keys in the truck? I'm like, no. Well, how am I going to move? He said, how am I going to move this truck? I said, sir, what do you mean? Well, you can't leave the truck sitting in the middle of my driveway. I said, no. I said, that box slides off this truck. I said, I take the truck with me. The box stays. Well, are you sure? Yes. He goes, well, what if I need to move this? I said, well, you tell me where you want me to slide this box off. In your driveway, on your grass, beside your garage, in your bathroom. You tell me where you want it. That's where I'm putting it. Well, I want it in the driveway. Okay. I said, you show me, says, where you want this at in the driveway. So he showed me. So he goes, well, you're going to leave the keys in the truck, right? No. Well, what if I need to move the box? I said, no. We already discussed this. I said, we already discussed this. I said, I'm sliding that box off and setting it right here where you want it. I'm taking the truck. Well, he looked at me and he's like, son, you don't understand what I'm trying to explain to you. I said, what, sir, what? What if I need to move the truck? Are you keeping the keys in the truck? I said, no. I said, are you going to come to my house and pick me up in the morning so I can go to work, punch in, get my paperwork, and come down and get the truck here sitting in your driveway? Oh, no, I didn't think of that. I said, no, the truck's leaving with me because I need that truck to do my other runs for today. So we slid the box off, right? Unhooked everything. And then he goes, you're not leaving the keys here, are you? I said, sir, have a great day.
Yeah, there you go.
I got in that truck. I wrote my mileage and stuff down I had to do, and I left. I didn't even make it up the highway 15 minutes. My phone rang. It's my dispatcher. She goes, what are you doing? So I'm driving to my next stop. You're in your truck, right? Yeah. She said, that last delivery you made. I said, yeah. She said, are you as confused as what I am? I said, yeah. I said, yeah. She said, did he argue about leaving the keys in your truck so he can move that box or move the truck? I said, yeah. She said, I had to explain to him that the driver needs that truck for the rest of the day. This guy thought the whole unit sat at his place. The truck and the trash dumpster. He thought the whole unit sat at his place.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like common sense has passed away.
Oh, it has, man. And then, you know, it gets better after that, you know. So this was my day that day. So I went, I delivered that box to that guy. I had to go back to our drop can yard to get another box. So I went and got another box like I was supposed to, you know. I worked my schedule every day, you know, whatever, you know. Got to this other residential delivery. I'm like, cool, whatever. So this guy come out in a pair of cut off sweatpants, and he had this, I don't even know what color it was. It was probably white at one time, but it was like sweat color yellow, wife beater on, okay? And I'm like, nah, this is going to be interesting. I can just see it right now because I can read the people, you know. So I got out of the truck. I said, hey, bud, how you doing today? Hey, man, how are you? I'm like, I'm all right. I said, hey, you ordered this box, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm cleaning out my shed. Ah, cool, okay. Thinking, all right, this is going to be great. So I undid my straps and got back to where I needed to be. And I said, I want to booger up your grass. I said, do you got any like old plywood 4x4s I could put under the wheels? I said, I don't like to booger up people's yards. I said, it will make a mess. He goes, I don't know. And then that was it. I stood there and my jaw hit the ground. This guy was standing there. He had a tick. He had a nervous tick. I get it. Understand? He had four fingers, four knuckles up in his butt crack, digging.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, do you got any? He's like, I don't know, man. He says, just give me a minute. I'm like, okay. I said, I tell you what. I said, I want to get back in the truck. I said, I want to do my thing, you know. So I started raising the boom up. He's like, whoa. He comes running up. And he still had his hand up his butt crack, man. Okay? Don't you think that wasn't something to look at in the mirror, you know? Here comes a two-legged man with one arm running, you know, because the other arm's up in his butt crack going, you know. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm real nervous. I said, no, you ain't got nothing to be nervous about, but I said, I'm just delivering the box, man. It's all good. I said, I got it from here. Well, just be careful. Okay, that. Yeah, I'll be careful, bud. So I slid the box off my truck in his grass by his shed, snapped my cable off, hooked everything back up, you know, to leave his place empty. He goes, do you got any paperwork for me to sign? I said, yeah, I do. I said, technically, I said, yeah, you got to sign this. He's like, you got a pen I can use? I said, you're not using my pen I use every day. I said, but I'll give you one of the company pens that we hand out to customers that have our name and our phone number on. I said,
thank God
you can keep that. Yeah, I said, you can keep that, you know. So he goes, you have me in your truck? Yeah. So I retched in the truck and I got him a pen. And he goes, where do you want me to sign at? I said, I tell you what, bud. I said, I'll just take a picture of your address here and your work order, and I'll write on my paperwork that it was delivered. I said, you can keep that pen. You have a great day. So I climbed back up in the truck. He's like, now you be careful. Now, when he's saying this, it's like his hand is going as fast as his mouth while he's still digging in his butt crack. I'm like, what did I get into today? You know, that's just some of the situations that the trash men get into sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And it's just insane. I got bit by a squirrel one time.
Wow. I gotta hear that.
I had to go through a series of rabies shots for that. That's great, ain't it?
Yeah. There's a story here. Please tell.
So, I'm doing my thing one day, and everybody's seen them. You guys have seen them. I've seen them. The listeners have seen them. You know, squirrels are squirrels. They're just nuts, you know. It's how they're bred, you know. And they're very suicidal out in the highway. You guys
yes.
know
that. Yes, they are.
And they take... Yeah, and they take very,
big chances, you know what I mean? Because they're thinking, oh, that's a garbage truck. That's an 18-wheeler. That's the postman. They're going to hit the brakes. They're going to let me go across. I see him coming. Here he comes. Boom! He hits the right side of my steer tire. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just great. Because, you know, when you're driving for a while, you can tell if you hit them directly or not. But if you didn't hit them, an animal directly, it can get in there and tear airlines off. It can do some major damage.
Right.
Okay. So I got out of the truck. I'm like, because I'm looking in the mirrors. I'm like, if he's on the road, it's good. You know, whatever. So I get out of the truck. I didn't see him in the mirror. So I got out of the truck. I'm like, oh my God, here we go. So here he is. He is laying like you have the hydraulic box that has all the hydraulic oil to run all the pumps, the blades, all your mechanisms in the truck that run on hydraulics. Okay. He's laying over the main line limp. Okay. I thought, nah, he's dead, but I'll grab him anyway. So I grabbed him by the tail. And as soon as I grabbed that old boy by the tail and started lifting him off that main line, hydraulic line, he come to life in a hurry. Bam! He hauled off and he bit me in between my pointer finger and my thumb in that meaty section. And he would not let go. And I'm shaking like a madman trying to get him off there. And I'm cursing. I'm swearing. Like, rah, 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 you know. And finally, he let go. And he hit the ground. And he's literally staring at me. You know how squirrels, they chatter and they shake their tail, you know?
Right.
At me. And I'm hollering and screaming at this squirrel, you know, like a madman, you know? And the freaking blood's just rolling out of my hand, you know? And I kicked the ground. And I said, get the hell out of here, you know? He took off, you know? So I got in the truck. I put some paper towels across that where he bit me, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I got to go to the doctor, blah, blah, blah. So I finished my route. Okay. So what I did is I put duct tape around these paper towels on my hand. Okay. So it looked like I had this balled up freaking gobbledygook looking thing on my hand. Okay.
Right.
So I get back to work, you know, the yard. And my boss said, you're never going to believe this. I said, when a driver says, you're never going to believe this, I said, because you can believe it, because it's true. It happened.
Yes,
you know,
you got that right.
And he goes, what happened? And I explained to him. He's like, a squirrel? I'm like, yeah, a squirrel. You know, the gray things that you see out there with the long, bushy tails, a squirrel bit me in my hand. And he couldn't believe it. So I undid this gobbledygook-looking thing on my hand. And he's like, well, that does look like squirrel teeth. I said, you think? So I went to the doctor. So I had to get a series of rabies shots because I was doing the right thing. You know, I took the squirrel off. When I grabbed a hold of him and took him off that main line, that was all she wrote. That's crazy.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to your story. And it's like, well, yeah, that does look like squirrel teeth.
And I'm like, what the heck is that? What is going on here? Like, I'm telling you, it's a squirrel. And you're like, yep, that looks like squirrel teeth.
Yep, that's a squirrel. That's squirrel teeth, baby. He got a hold of me that day. Yeah, that was great. It's what it is, you know? I mean, what do you do? You know, it is what it is. But you're never going to believe that. You know what I mean?
You got that right. That's amazing. Oh, my word.
It's amazing. It's just a squirrel. Oh, yeah. And then we had a fella we work with. He got attacked by a goat.
Well, that sounds interesting.
The goat bit his ear, half his ear off.
Wow.
Yeah. The goat bit half his ear off. This was early in the morning. This was years ago, but he was out on a residential trash route.
And if you're on a trash route, like out along the countryside, there's no per se places to go to the bathroom. You know, there's no sheets, a wall, there's no whatever, you know. So you just go on the road, you know, it's dark, nobody's out, you know, you do your thing, you go about your day, you know. So he was saying, he's like, oh, he come back to the yard and he's like, he had this gobbledygook looking thing up around, wrapped around his head, you know. So, man, what's the matter with you? He's like, man, you're never going to believe this. I'm like, yeah, well. He's like, I got attacked by a goat this morning. I said, what? He's like, yeah, look at this. He said, I got to go to the emergency room. He said, I got the bleeding to stop, you know. He says, everything's fine. He said, look at this. So we went into the men's room, you know. He undid this gobbledygook-looking thing around his head, you know. He had duct tape and shit around it, you know. But anyway, half his ear is gone. I said, dude, where's your other half of your ear? He's in my lunchbox, man. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. He said, I got attacked by a goat this morning. I said, well, how did that happen? He says, well, come to the stop. He said, I threw the trash off, you know, in the back of the truck. So I'm taking the toter back up. He said, I turned around. He said, boom. He said, this freaking thing. He said, I didn't know what it was. Hit me in the back. He said, I fell to the ground. He said, next thing I know, he said, I felt this snap here on the side of my head. He said, no, I'm elbowing this thing, you know. And he said, it ran away. He said, I come up and he said, here was this goat. He said, this goat was running away. And he said, and there was my ear laying. He said, oh, I was like, he was like, oh my God, you know. So he grabs his ear, puts it in his pocket, gets in the truck, wraps his head up with paper towels and duct tape to stop the bleeding, okay? And he comes, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, dude, that's worse than a squirrel attack. He's like, yeah. He says, I got attacked. And I'm missing half of a body part because of a goat, a wild animal, man. Yeah, believe that. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's insane, man. That's insane. We're sitting here listening to this, and my dad says to me, yeah, he got bit by Baphomet. I'm like, I'm dying. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. My God. Like, the stories that you have, and again, like, we're sitting here talking while you're talking to each other, and my dad says to me, where does he live? And then you're like talking about the countryside, and I remember the email you said, it's something about Franklin County, so I'm assuming you're in Franklin County, PA.
Yep.
Listen, you got you have some interesting stories, man. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to tell your stories. And in the beginning of this show, I'm thinking about the only thing I could think is that you totally remind me, like literally the movie Men at Work from the 80s with Emilio Estevez.
Oh yeah. Like, with Charlie Sheen, yes, and Emilio Estevez. Yeah.
They had a time machine and they knew you were going to exist one day. And they wrote that movie based off of your experiences because you are totally describing that movie.
I'm serious. You can't make this up. It's crazy. Like, you know, like I said before, with all this COVID-19 stuff going on, there was another person. I was on a route one day and lady come out. She's like, hey, trash man. I said, hey, can I help you? I said, because you don't know, customers will come up to you. Hey, can I order this or can I get an extra pickup next week? So you just say, hey, look, you know, call the company and schedule it. I said, you know, the people there, they'll schedule whatever you want. I said, you know, somebody will come out next week and get extra or whatever, you know. She's like, well, no. She's like, no. She's like, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what? She's like, well, you're going down the street here to get all my neighbors' places, right? I said, yeah. She said, if you find anything interesting in there, can you bring it back to me? I'm like, what? Yeah, just, you know, if something looks halfway decent, edible, or if they throw away any paper towels or toilet paper or anything like that, can you bring it back here? No. No. That's why they put it out there. It's trash. well, if it's still half decent, you make sure you bring it back. I'm like, lady, I'm not doing that. Have a great day. And I drove away.
Dumpster diving dash.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane.
Can you dumpster dive for me?
It's insane, you know. It's really insane. Or like, there's a saying. Trash man have a saying. $20 is $20. Okay. Now I'll tell you, there's a reason for this. Okay, say you put out 3 trash bags and a mattress. Okay. So the garbage man comes by and he picks up your 3 bags and he leaves your mattress. Okay. So the next week, you take out 3 bags and that mattress is still laying there. And then you walk out and say, hey, trash man, you know, do me a favor. I'll float you $20. Can you take that mattress? Yeah, I'll take it. So $20 is $20. Okay. So there's certain things like that. You know, if you know you have the room to take it, you take it. Because 95% of the time, people will float you a couple dollars to take it. So $20 is $20. So they're around the holidays. Trash men make out very well during the holidays. In tips, excuse me, in tips, in adult beverages, cases of beer, bottles of, you know, hard liquor, you know. Trash men make out very, very well.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Trash men make out very, very well during the holidays.
Well, that's really cool.
There's some guys. One guy last year, he got over $3,000 in tips. Cash money.
Are they hiring?
They are hiring. Every trash company is hiring drivers.
I imagine.
It's very, very, very good pay. And the insurance is about the best in the industry. Oh, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
So one fella, he was doing a route. And at the end of the day, we usually, you know, everybody comes in anywhere from 12:30 in the afternoon, clean out till, you know, 4:30 in the afternoon. So when guys come back, you know, they always chit chat about their routes. Well, hey, so and so, you know, they're a bunch of whatever, you know, they're this and that and everything else, you know. And hey, if you're doing that route next week, you know, because I'm on vacation, we'll watch so and so on this street. Okay, you know. You know, it's common courtesy. We give each other the heads up, you know. And this was around the holidays, and he come in. And he walked by, and he was going, I said, hey, bud, what's the matter with you? I said, you got some screws loose or what? He's like, dude, I'm like, what? He's like, look at this. So we walked over. There's a table there. He reached in his pocket, grabbed out this sandwich bag full of change, loose change. He said, and they wrote on a Sharpie, to the trash man, Merry Christmas. Times were a little hard this year. Buy yourself a beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Loose change.
Loose change and all.
Yep, man, hey, whatever. It is what it is.
You got that right. Hey, it's money, right? It's spendable.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He goes, what am I going to do with all this? I'm like, I don't know. Put it in your kid's piggy bank or something.
He's
like,
yeah.
He's like, dude, do you realize how annoying that was all day walking around going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. I said, yeah, you're going to hear that in your sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Different things that people do. It's crazy, like gift cards and stuff like that, and, you know, to different restaurants, you know. But people are cool. Majority of your people out there are pretty cool, except for I had a lady one time. We were in a city picking up trash, and she came out of the house. Now, you could tell she was like a business type lady, you know. How she was dressed, how she carried herself. But this was a little irritating. I was out of the truck, and my helper was in the back. He was getting the back stops, and I was getting the front stops and the right or the left side. So this lady come out, you know, by her garage is where they kept their trash. And she had her son with her. And she had this bag of trash in her hand. I thought, oh, whatever, I'll just walk up and grab it, you know, whatever. So I started walking up to her. I said, hey, ma'am, how you doing, you know? She didn't say one word to me. She looked at her son, and she goes, now that is a perfect example why you pay attention in school and you go to college, because you don't want to grow up to be a trash man.
Oh.
And she dropped the bag. I thought, you know, whatever, lady. So winter came. Okay. Winter came. It was icy that morning out there, you know. Here she comes. She had this bag in her hand. I'm sitting in the truck because that week, but I don't know, trash sometimes in the winter gets pretty slow. But anyway, I was sitting in the truck, and here she comes. Come out across her sidewalk. She opened up her gate, you know, to come out and drop this bag right there at the garage. Well, I tell you what, this was satisfaction. She hit a patch of ice. And boom, she slid across that sidewalk, come down out across like 4 feet to her garage. She looked like a turtle on her back. Her legs were flapping, her arms were going everywhere. Ah, she was screaming. Ah. I just sat in the truck and I said, have a good day. The helper got the back of the truck and down the street we went. Yep.
See, lady, and that's why you're not a piece of crap to the trash man.
That's exactly right. Yep, if you were decent, that's exactly right. What goes around comes around.
Because you know what?
Yep.
Just by talking to you, you've been very courteous to your customers. You've been very patient. And if you would have saw that and she hadn't done that, you would have stopped. You would have got out to help her. You would have made sure she's okay. Do you need an ambulance? All that stuff. But
right,
keep them wheels rolling, baby.
Yep, keep on throwing trash and stacking cash. That's what I call it. Throwing trash, stacking cash, you know.
Love it.
It is what it is. Yep. But yeah, it's definitely it's physically demanding. It's hard on your body. But you know what? At the end of the day, when you come home, you take your shower, you eat a little supper, you hang out with your wife and kids. And when you lay down at night to go to bed, you're tired. You are physically and mentally tired, exhausted.
Yeah. I absolutely understand what you're saying. I get stuck behind the trash guy sometimes in the truck and stuff. And, you know, you can't go around him like a car can. And I see you guys out there. I see you working. And it's just nonstop. Go, 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 go. I can't imagine. Like, you must just get used to the feeling of tired. And listen, hats off to you, man. Because, listen, I'm sure you have a million stories you could share with us. It sounds like you're probably going to be somebody we bring back on down the road.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are going to love hearing some of these stories. But Keith, man, listen, I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you sharing these stories and giving an inside look as to what it's like being a sanitation engineer.
Exactly. Hey, it's great. You know, I tell people, you know, people say, man, why do you do that? It's dirty. It's disgusting. You know what? It's an honest living.
Amen to that. I agree with that.
It's 100%.
Honest. Yes.
If I would leave the face of the earth today, I would want to come back and do it again. I would. I'd do
that's
it in
actually
a heartbeat.
Really cool. Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. You know, that's why I do it. There's not a lot of people in this world that can say they love their job. I love my job. And I get up every day. And you ask any trash man out there, hey, what hurts on you today? It's either going to be my shoulders, my elbows, my hips, my knees, or my ankles. And the biggest one is, man, my back hurts because you're throwing trash all day long.
Yep,
but
I believe that.
That's part of the course. That's part of the course. And, you know, here's another thing. People don't realize, but if it's hot in the summer, cold in the winter, give him a bottle of water, or a cup of coffee. He's going to, you know what trash man's going to say? Hey, thank you. Appreciate that. You have a great day. Do you have all your trash out today? Yes, I do. Okay, thanks. We'll get it. Have a great day. Yeah, it's just simple things like that, you know?
Yeah, a little bit of courtesy goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. It very does. Yes, it does. It does. It really does. And people don't realize, you know, like I said in the beginning, people take their trash out the night before, early in the morning. Oh, it's gone. You know, great. I don't have to worry about that today. They never even think about it.
Yep. Yep. You're right. You're right.
Yep. They never think about it.
Yeah. So. Keith, man, listen, I appreciate you being on the show, sharing the inside look, man, and we'll be definitely in touch again. Start taking down notes and stuff of stories that happened to you, because we want to hear about it down the road, man.
Hey, we can definitely do that. You know, there's no problem with that. None whatsoever. It's great. It's a new adventure every day. It really is. Cause you don't know when you get out of bed and you put your uniform on, and you're standing in your bathroom and you look in the mirror at yourself and you're thinking, what am I going to get into today?
Well, that's the show, buddy. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, please share the show with your friends, because that's the best thing you can do to help this show grow, is share it with your friends. And if you got a crazy and wild story that you want to share with us from the road, what are you waiting for? Shoot us an email, hammerlanelegends@gmail.com, or the website, hammerlanelegends.com. Hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Me and my dad forgot to record the outro, so he's not here with me. So from me and my dad to you guys, we love yous, and keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Prairies, rocky mountain highs, fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white line, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, the Gideon gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed, rolling like Jesse James. Day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. It's a family tradition. Diesel's running through our veins. When daddy showed us the ropes, we were born in the fast lane. Branded by our heroes, taught to saddle up and move. We keep this country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys, the giddy up gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, a modern day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. To the cowboys, third time generation, little old school salvation, blazing trails across this nation, sea to shining sea. We're the last, we're the last, we're the last of the cowboys. We're the last of the cowboys, the giddy up go boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, a modern day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. Modern day outlaw gang. We're the last of the cowboys. We're the last of the cowboys. Saddle up, boys.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Lane Legends. I am your host, Tony Merkel.
And I'm Brian.
I'll give you the hand motion. HammerLaneLegends@gmail.com. That's HammerLaneLegends@gmail.com. Or go to the website, HammerLaneLegends.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Dad, who do we got on the show today? No. Or go to the website, HammerLaneLegends.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us, just get a hold of us. Dad, who are we talking to today?
Today, Tony, we're talking to Keith.
Come on. Today we're talking to Keith. Oh my
God. That's a little bit. Engineer from where is he from?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now. We're going to redo this one. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Lane Legends. I am your host, Tony Merkel.
And I'm Guy Buttersnap.
I totally forgot you were going to say...
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.